All right, let's go. We got Lon Seidman in Vegas. I don't know if he's coming in from the night before or starting getting ready for the day of. I'd assume, based on you, you're waking up for your day, correct?
That's right, yeah. I'm here to work, and I try to keep myself on East Coast time because I never wake up this early at home, so it's kind of fun to wake up early and have the day going at 4:35 in the morning. So,
what hotel are you, like, off the strip, on the strip?
So I'm at the Luxor this year, so I upgraded from the Excaliburs at the Luxor, so I'm slowly working my way up the strip. But there's a CES has buses that run to a few hotels, so I usually go to one of the official hotels so I can get a free ride down to the convention site.
Now, I talk about it because I've never been out there, but for like years, especially when I was at CNBC, if you got to go to CES, it was awesome because you worked this fun reporting gig, and then you were in Vegas with an expense account. You know what I mean? It's just really fun.
Right.
But it's gotten so popular, it's become almost a tourist event. Has it jumped the shark?
Yes and no. I think, you know, the industry's changed a lot. A lot of consolidation into smartphones has reduced the number of neat things to find, you know, so that's certainly there. And what's happening now is, you know, you can come as a tourist and just buy a ticket. But they've dramatically expanded media access. So the first year that I went, which was 10 years ago, you know, you had to have a channel of some kind of a certain size. And I think the first year I actually had to show that I was published somewhere in addition to having my own independent work. Now it's a very low threshold for subscriber or follower count to be able to come as a member of the media. So it's, yeah, I was at an event last night. It was probably the largest crowd I saw in years there. So it's getting a little crazy.
What do you try to get out of it?
So I'm just looking for new stuff. You know, certainly because I'm an independent creator, I'm the content person and the business person. So I have, you know, networking to do. You know, some sponsors that I have over the years. I come and meet with every year here. So it's, you know, it's just where everybody is, and I think it's a good event for that. But I post up these dispatch videos where we do really quick takes of all the interesting things that I'm running into. So the first one goes up tonight on the channel, so people can check it out.
Nice. Yeah, Lon.tv again. He's got a couple hundred thousand, over 300,000 plus subscribers on YouTube, and he's joining us now on Brian and Company. The original reason I wanted Joey to reach out was about net neutrality. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit. Can you just explain to people what the heck it is?
Yeah, so what different presidential administrations have been trying to do, namely the Obama and the Biden administrations, was to classify internet service providers as a public utility. And they interpreted a 1934 law that said they should have the ability to regulate ISPs. And what they wanted to regulate, and people can debate exactly what this would entail, but in a nutshell, what they wanted to do was say that every bit of traffic on the internet should be treated the same. So if you're watching Netflix, you should be able to get your Netflix video the same way you can get your YouTube video. What the fear has been amongst advocates is that ISPs, many of which have a monopoly position, and we can talk more about a rising competitive market in a minute, that ISPs would basically charge customers more to get Netflix to perform better, right? Or they could say to Netflix, hey, if you don't pay us, YouTube is going to be performing much better than you are. In other words, allowing ISPs to utilize their monopoly position to try to profit from it and limit users' access to certain websites. And most ISPs have said they will not conduct that practice. There are ways that they're doing it anyhow, but that was the fear. Now, in areas where the market's more competitive, like here in Connecticut, in many places like where I am, I've got three or four choices now for internet service providers. So I'm seeing data caps going away. I'm seeing, you know, most of them not engaging in any kind of preferential behavior of different types of data, but in many parts of the country and in some neighborhoods where I live, it's still a monopoly where you have just one choice. So, yeah, it goes back and forth. I think the Trump administration would have reversed the rules anyhow, so the impact is not all that surprising. But really, Congress has never acted to have any laws apply to ISPs like this, so that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, the government's so far behind dealing with technology and social media companies, it's kind of laughable in general. In terms of a couple things I wanted to update with Lon Seidman, Lon.tv, how's life without the check mark?
It's fine. I'm getting about the same amount of traffic on Twitter. So
Most people are sort of done with Twitter, right? I mean, it's not, the engagement seems to be not a lot for certain people the way it used to be. Is that not true?
Yeah, I think there's been different verticals of content type and topic on Twitter. Some of them have gone elsewhere. The news and debate is still raging on there, so I think that's driving a lot. And I think when there are news events, people are going to Twitter because that's where the media still hangs out.
Right.
But you know, some of the other things that people did on Twitter, I think, have moved on to other platforms. You know, Blue Sky is getting a lot of users now as well, but I don't think Twitter's going away anytime soon. You know, I think Elon's willing to, I don't know if it's operating profitably or at a loss, but I think he's willing to take a loss just because it's something he enjoys doing. So we'll have to see what happens, but I don't think it's going away. I just think the types of content you find there have changed.
Yeah, there's less really dynamic, original, creative stuff. A lot of it's just sort of press releasey, got to go on record, stuff that's posted in four or five other places as well. We're talking with Lon Simon from Lon.tv here on Brian and Company. An example, like you do a lot of product reviews. Again, if you go to Lon.tv, you can check out a whole host of things that Lon does. But like, for instance, you did a review of a $99 tablet that you can get at Walmart. Like, when I think of tablets, I only think of iPads. I mean, are these other tablets like worth it?
They're okay. They're not as good. You know, when my kids were little, I got them a cheap Amazon tablet thinking it would be fine. You know, they have kid-oriented tablets, and they always wanted to use my iPad, right? So the iPad still has, I think, especially for young kids, it's still the desired device. But for a lot of folks who don't need a lot, there are tablets like that one that are $99. They even have less expensive ones that are a little bit smaller in size. There are phones that are not all that expensive that do, I think, 90% of, or 100% of what most people need from a device. So there's often not a need to spend $1,200 on the flagship if all you're doing is watching videos or reading websites or whatever, right? So there's a lot of good opportunities for this sort of thing in the market. And what's funny is that many YouTubers like me, they don't cover the cheap stuff. And I always find it fascinating to see how much you can get out of something that doesn't cost all that much. So I think the On tablets are pretty cool from Walmart. And the one I looked at even has a GPS radio built in.
Hmm.
So you could do some navigating with it, even if you're not on the internet. So there's some cool little features that they pack into these things.
So you go down to the lobby for a coffee, you're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and is it like a
The coffee cost me like $15, so yeah.
What's this? It must be kind of like there are a lot of people that are still there from the night before, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's parties. I don't do it. You know, I come here to work and get my work done. I have to come back. I don't have somebody that can edit the video for me, so I got to come back and
do the work.
Get the stuff uploaded. So tonight will be a little bit later. There's another big media event that goes till about 10 or 11. So I'll be out a little bit later tomorrow night.
Well, have fun, work hard, and you'll have something posted about what time?
Probably around 6:45 tonight.
Okay, sounds good. Lon, thanks for the time. We appreciate you getting up early for us.
Anytime. We'll talk soon.
All right, Lon Simon from Lon.tv live for us at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.